The radio in a box is actually in several boxes, plus a few bags. It's a portable radio studio, complete with its own transmission tower. The emergency studio will allow KRBD to broadcast even if the radio station is disabled in a disaster. It's also portable, so it can be taken to a high point on the island to reach as many people as possible and assembled there.
So how tall does it end up?
30 feet.
Yeah,
well, with the antenna, probably
34,
39, 38 feet. I don't know, we can measure the antenna. Yeah.
So basically you're building a little mini tower?
Yeah. Exactly.
A crew from KRBD took it to Ketchikan's downtown fire station, where visiting Coast Alaska engineers Rich Parker and Kevin Hurtley demonstrated how to put the radio in a box together and get it ready to broadcast.
Okay, so this is the end of the transmission line, the first piece of transmission line. It goes into the back of the output of the transmitter. It has a right angle so that it doesn't have to be at a bend. And it just goes on very straight, and
The emergency radio studio was purchased through a $35,000 Community Resilience Innovation Challenge grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That grant also paid for 1,000 hand-cranked emergency radios, which the radio station has been distributing free of charge to Ketchikan residents. Fire Chief Frank Scher was on hand for the demonstration and talked a little about how the ability to broadcast through live or recorded messages would be helpful during a disaster. He said those running the equipment could record a CD or MP3 message that tells listeners when the next update will be announced. When it's not providing updates, the radio in a box could broadcast recorded music.
You know, they can at least listen to some entertainment, listen to some things to keep them calm. And they know when to pay attention, especially the people with the hand crank radios and stuff.
Sure.
They know when to pay attention for an update, so they know they're getting fresh information. Yeah.
KRBD worked with the local emergency planning committee to obtain the grant. Station manager Deb Turnbull, who was on the LAPC, says committee members will talk about whether a training drill should be scheduled to practice setting up the system outdoors. The emergency system has a limited range, so it wouldn't be able to reach as far as KRBD's regular listening area, but it could be moved to different locations as needed. Two other Alaska communities, Sitka and Juneau, also have emergency studios. Turnbull says she hopes more communities will apply for grants to obtain their own radio in a box. She says FEMA officials like the idea of improving emergency communications.
They understood after Katrina, and I guess Sandy again, in New York, they understood that one of their biggest obstacles for successful recovery initially was the lack of communication and where to tell people to go to get what.
But Turnbull notes the first step for everyone is to have their own emergency kits, including a hand-cranked radio, and keep them ready and easily accessible so that everyone has the basic essentials until emergency responders are able to provide help. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.